One of the nation's biggest natural gas deposits, the Marcellus Shale, runs right through upstate New York. Last year, energy companies paid landowners huge bonuses for the drilling rights. Here's Noel Van Swall, a property owner in Long Eddy, New York, speaking last March.
This is like Texas and Oklahoma during the oil booms in the early 20th century.
Well, it's been almost a year and there's no drilling. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports that a bureaucratic snag and the recession have put big natural gas projects on hold indefinitely.
Roger Willis had grand plans for the Marcellus Shale. He was going to grow his company and hire new people. Natural gas was going to make it possible. Now he sees those dreams slipping out of reach.
It's sort of a perfect storm with this price of energy dropping, compounded by the lack of credit, and then there's the economy in dire straits.
Willis is president of Universal Well Services, a company that supplies heavy equipment and manpower to energy companies in New York and Pennsylvania. He says economic conditions are forcing the companies he depends on to slow down or cancel their plans for new drilling, which is terrible news for United Well Services.
When a company doesn't drill, that affects us more than probably anybody else in the supply chain.
Last summer, energy companies got drawn into a bidding war for land in the Catskills and the southern tier of New York. In July, just as interest reached fever pitch, Governor Patterson hit the brakes. He acknowledged concerns about water contamination and ordered an environmental review, which is underway now. 2 months later, Wall Street imploded and energy prices slumped. Even though New York State will probably complete the review this spring, Willis isn't confident much new drilling will actually happen anytime soon. He's now reconsidering plans to open two new offices and a $50 million equipment purchase.
We are sitting on that knife right now. You know, we have to buy the equipment, these large pump trucks and the blenders, and the equipment we need, the electronics and all that. And this equipment's very expensive and we have to budget.
The need is still out there. It's just been moved into the future sometime.
Mike Hogan is an oil and gas consultant based in Western New York. He's confident upstate's natural gas resources will be developed eventually. The Marcellus Shale is huge, and it's close to the country's biggest natural gas market, New York and the Eastern Seaboard. But the price of natural gas has dropped by two-thirds since July, and Hogan says the current price of about $6 per 1,000 cubic feet is not enough to develop the Marcellus Shale.
I don't think it'll support it long term. There will be exploration, although I think it will be much less intense than what it may have been at $7 or $8 or $9 gas.
Theoretically, energy companies could just sit on the land they've leased and wait for conditions to improve. But while the economy says, hey, slow down, there's a certain amount of time pressure. Here's Rick Kessie of Fortuna Energy speaking last fall before an assembly committee in Albany.
The leases are of a determinate period, typically about 5 years. If we can't act and develop within that period of time, we need to go back to the landowner and deal with them.
Here's the thing. Standard lease terms say if a company doesn't put drill bits in the ground within 5 years, it loses all mineral rights. Another reason energy executives want Albany to give the green light soon. Environmentalists say they're pleased things are going slow in New York. But oil and gas consultant Mike Hogan says two Houston-area clients became impatient with the review process and sold their stakes in the Marcellus Shale. The delay does not play well with energy company CEOs.
You know, they're responsible to their stockholders, and they can't go to the stockholders and say, well, you know, we're going to tie up $750 million in New York State and not get a return on that for 6 years while the state authorities decide what they want to do.
And what if New York didn't have this timeout? South of the border, in Pennsylvania, there are close to 20 Marcellus Shale wells already drilled or in development. Industry people say Pennsylvania still has too much regulation compared with Western states. But at least one oil and gas giant thinks it may be worth the trouble. Last September, the most profitable corporation in the world, ExxonMobil, bought a stake in Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.